From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lashed out at the muted global response to the killing of dozens of Palestinians in protests this week along the Israel-Gaza border.
İşte Birleşmiş Milletler bütün bu olaylar karşısında...
Mr. Erdogan said the UN has ended. It has become exhausted and collapsed. He spoke of the silence that greeted what he called Israeli bullying. Turkey expelled the Israeli ambassador and the consul general. It also recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Menachon said Israel responded by reprimanding a Turkish diplomat.
We have summoned today the deputy ambassador of Turkey to the Israeli Foreign Ministry in order to express our concern and our dismay at a gross violation of the diplomatic ethics and the relations between countries. This morning, the ambassador of Israel was publicly humiliated in the airport of Istanbul. He was subject to a security check which was absolutely unnecessary.
The violent protests of Monday and Tuesday eased Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hamas, which rules Gaza, acknowledged all but a dozen of the 62 killed were members of the Islamist group. Thousands of doses of an experimental Ebola vaccine have arrived in Democratic Republic of Congo to combat an outbreak of the deadly virus, which claimed more than 20 lives in the northwest. Anna Maria Hanal Restrepo is a World Health Organization team leader.
We have 4,000 doses that are arriving in Kinshasa safely. These 4,000 that are here in these boxes are going to be replenishment doses. We intend to send them soon this week to complete the first installment of vaccines.
More than 400 people in DRC are suspected of having had contact with Ebola. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has suggested the path forward to a much-anticipated meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month in Singapore is unclear.
We haven't seen anything. We haven't heard anything. We will see what happens.
Mr. Trump's brief remarks at the White House came after North Korea suggested the meeting could be in jeopardy over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and demands over its denuclearization. China Wednesday said the U.S.-North Korean talks should go ahead. The North abruptly canceled a high-level talk scheduled Wednesday with the South. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is set to meet President Trump at the White House next Tuesday. The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, Wednesday told the U.N. Security Council a government assault on rebel-held Idlib province would be far more destructive than the prolonged battle to recapture the eastern Ghouta enclave near Damascus.
We fear that any escalation or substantial escalation in Idlib or in Daraa or in the northeast may also incur risks not only to Syrian civilians but also to international peace and security. Because, as you know, many of these areas contain external and international forces.
Idlib is home to more than 2 million people, many of them having fled conflict elsewhere in the country and have no other place to go. The U.S. joined Gulf states in imposing additional sanctions on the Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah's leadership, including Syed Hassan Nasrallah and Naim Qassem. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the sanctioning nations reject what he called the false distinction between the so-called political wing and the group's terrorist plotting. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega opened talks Wednesday with members of the opposition trying to quell a month of anti-government unrest that's left more than 50 dead. Students were joined by members of the business community and unions at a session held in the capital, Managua. Mr. Ortega was interrupted with shouts of murderer and calls for an end to repression. Tens of thousands took to the streets in April over Social Security reforms, protests that turned violent. Rights groups in Gambia have implicated former President Yahya Jammeh of the deaths of more than 50 West African migrants in 2005 and are seeking his extradition and prosecution. Following interviews with former Gambian officials, the groups allege the migrants were mistaken for mercenaries trying to overthrow Jammeh, detained and executed by a paramilitary unit. On Wall Street, stocks eked out a modest gain Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining 62 points to 24,768. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.